This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An attempt to regulate data centers is splitting Colorado's environmental and labor groups. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
Data centers are the big, energy-hungry buildings behind the AI boom. At the state capitol, environmental groups are pushing legislation to require new facilities to build their own clean energy. The hope is that'll safeguard Colorado's climate goals and make sure households don't get stuck paying for the extra power usage. But labor groups are pushing back. They say the current plan could push important construction jobs into Wyoming and other neighboring states. Backers of the bill say they want to find a compromise as soon as possible. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's probably not too surprising Colorado's low snowpack could lead to a larger fire season, but new research shows it could also make damaging high-intensity burns more likely. A good snow year is like a flush bank account of water for forests. That's according to Jared Balick, a research scientist at Western Colorado University and lead author of a new paper on snow levels and fire severity. He says lower snowpack means drier soils, which in turn means drier trees.
We need to take whatever action we can now to recondition our landscapes, do those fuel reduction treatments, do prescribed burning when we can to help avoid more catastrophic fires in the future.
He says the trend toward lower snowpack has been especially pronounced in the Southwest. Meanwhile, early signs point to a vehicle malfunction as the cause of the 24 fire burning near Penrose along Highway 115. The 7,500-acre fire is 61% contained as of this afternoon. Highway 115 is still closed.